16 after 5 at KLIF. Good morning. I'm Dave Williams with Amy Shotgun.
Morning.
New TV show that's premiering today. I've been really excited about this because it co-stars a friend of mine. And, you know, when you watch TV and you see somebody that you know actually acting and stuff like that.
Well, can you explain how he's a friend of yours?
Well, yeah. This is the guy that directed and starred in my play.
In Romania
mm-hmm. that I went to see a couple of months ago.
And since then, you're like pen pals.
Yeah, he's a terrific guy. His name is Florin Piersic Jr. His father is a huge star.
He is Romania. A huge star because I met someone from Romania recently, like working in a doctor's office, and I was describing to them, you know, that you were in Romania at the time. And she said, "Oh yeah, his dad's a huge star."
Well, and so was his mother, who just passed away a month or two ago. So Florin grew up in the business, and now he's like your age, and he's in Hollywood this morning.
Oh, he is here?
Yes, getting ready for a big premiere of this show, and it's called Comrade Detective. It's a spoof. Listen to a little bit of the trailer, and then we'll talk about it.
You don't become a good communist by going to meetings or memorizing the manifesto. You do it with your fists.
Amazon Studios and A24 bring you Comrade Detective, starring Channing Tatum as Detective Gregor Engel, Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Detective Joseph Bachu, and Nick Offerman as the Captain.
Separately, we are like this, but together, we're fist, 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 fist.
So see, it's a tongue-in-cheek thing. Here's the concept, and you heard him say, starring Channing Tatum.
Explain that to us.
As Gregor Engel. Actually, it's starring Florin Piersic Jr. as Gregor Engel and Channing Tatum as the voice.
Yes, they're the ones dubbing it into English.
This is the gag, and the story is this: that it's a 1983 TV show that was a huge hit in Romania during the Cold War, when Romania was still behind the Iron Curtain, mm-hmm. still part of the Soviet Union. And the show is, it's the opposite of the kind of TV shows we used to watch here, where it was all propaganda against communism. Well, their show is about defeating the evil capitalists. I know it sounds really dopey, but it's really fun because there's a lot of inside joke and stuff, and you'll hear Florin talking about it. We talked about life in communist Romania when he was growing up.
You know, it must be a little jarring, though, is the words don't match up with the mouth movement.
No, not at all. They do that intentionally. They do
so
very... It's very bad dubbing. and it's done intentionally. All right, let's listen to what Florin had to say a little bit about the show. And I should tell you, going into that, when I called him, it was 1 a.m. in Romania. That was the time he wanted me to call.
Right.
And so... he answers the phone like this. I said, "Florin, you all right?" He said, "Yeah, but I have to talk quietly because my baby's asleep." I said, "Oh, great.
Then why'd you tell me to call at 1 a.m.?
Right.
Or go outside to take the phone call?"
Anyway, we did talk about how much fun he had there shooting the show in Romania with an American film crew.
The first day of shooting, I was like, what happened? What did I do wrong? Because they were very, very enthusiastic. And I thought maybe I did something wrong and they wanted... you know, push me to do better. But they were very happy with material. And actually, I'm happy that Channing Tatum was got involved in this project with the promotion and dubbing, which is a very complicated thing to do.
I wanted to ask you about that. Now, do you and Corneliu have to, and the other Romanians, do you have to actually learn the precise script in Romanian, or is it which is written first, the Romanian or the translation? I mean, how does all that work?
No. First, we read the American version, the English version. And there was an adaptation already done, but it was done with a Google translator or something. And they told us, you have to adapt yourself, the text, you know what we mean here and here.
Oh.
And so we did that. And after we knew that we had the part, we stayed and adapted all the dialogue and every scene. And
so you did that yourself.
And so, in a way, you know, there was a draft, but
right.
we worked on every detail, and they were telling us that they want to have also the Romanian version, because they like the idea to distribute this in Romania, in, you know, in Romanian language. So it will be this version spoken in Romania.
I wonder if it's as funny in just straight Romanian as it is with the American
I don't know.
Dubbed in voices.
I didn't think to ask. It's like, it's a great question. It's like, well, wait a minute. If big part of the joke is the bad
right,
dubbing,
right? Does it?
What
it
happens when it does it, when it's
when
not
don't
dubbed?
Have bad dubbing.
And the fact that they had to translate it themselves, the actors. From Google Translation.
Oh, my goodness. Sometimes, have you ever Google translated anything?
Oh, just yesterday. Just yesterday.
And it never makes sense.
Just yesterday, I was writing about Florin on my blog. And at the end, I said, you know, I was talking about this show. And I said, I wrote in Romanian from Google Translation, break a leg, my friend.
Right.
And then another Romanian friend wrote to me and said, we don't have such an expression meaning good luck
right.
in Romanian.
So you said,
I said
something
what did I really
different.
Say? What did I say to him? He said, well, what you said was very sincerely and nicely, literally suggesting that Florin should break a leg, but not necessarily his own. So that's why I love
that,
words.
That expression doesn't translate very
yeah.
well. Yeah.
Anyway, we were talking about this, the period in which this TV show is set during the 80s, behind the Iron Curtain. And Florin was, as I said, he just turned 48. And he was a teenager at the time. And he had some very very strong feelings about the fact that right now, Romania is still in its fledgling democracy.
There's no such thing as communism working. This is an idealistic system. If you read it in a book like Marx or something, it's
right.
perfect.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, but it doesn't exist.
So there's a lot of those jokes in this show that are really peculiar to people who used to live behind the Iron Curtain, because they were not allowed to criticize anything.
Right.
If you made a joke, he's told me, if you made a joke,
you could probably
to a
be
friend,
thrown in prison.
Yes, exactly right. And that's at the heart of this show.
There are very ironic lines in the in comic, you know, in the show. Like there's this police officer that is stopping a bad guy. He says, "Turn the volume on because I want to hear something on the radio." And the bad guy says, "Radio doesn't work." And the policeman says, "It's impossible. It's this car is a Dacia. It's the best car in the world." You know? And so this
there's a lot of inside
of joke,
humor there, yeah?
Yeah, 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 because this kind of joke is like, you know, it could be impossible to imagine. But there were people that were not believing that Dacia is the best car, but they were participating in this propaganda with the ideology, you know.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to say the correct words, that this is the best car in the world. If I don't say that, maybe I will be fired.
And he told me kind of astonishingly that there are still a lot of people, older people in Romania, who preferred the old communist system and just can't quite get a handle living in a democracy.
Yeah.
So it's a good show. I think
it's
you'll
on
like
Amazon
it.
Prime,
it's
and called, it's called Comrade Detective.
Right.